Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3, it is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. We take you back to Singapore's recent budget announcement saying that it's placed the aging society in Singapore as a key priority. Well, with one in four residents being above 65 years old by the year 2030, it's understandable why 3.5 billion Sing dollars has been allocated for the National Age Well SG program, which is of course led by the Ministry of Health to support healthy aging, improve care options, and of course, a better quality of life. But our government's globally renowned healthcare programs, will it be suffice to address all of this? The high cost of living, accessibility to quality healthcare, all these pose significant challenges to effectively support the aging population within the healthcare system. And this means that the entire care ecosystem in Singapore has to play its part in enhancing accessibility and affordability of treatments so that you can ensure the elderly and the caregivers fulfill these promises that were mapped out in Budget 2024. Our next guest, Juniper Biologics, is ready to take on such a challenge and they'll tell us how. On the line with me is Raman Singh, the CEO of Juniper Biologics. Raman, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. Thank you.
I'd like to get a quick introduction of what exactly you guys do. I do understand it's a Singapore-based pharma company. It's backed by the Salvan Group. Could you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah. So Juniper Biologics was established in 2021, and I'm the founder and the CEO of the company. And the goal was to actually focus on disease and therapeutic areas where the conventional big pharmaceutical companies don't focus on. So the topic that you have on hand on aging population kind of finds us right in the thick of it, because that has been the primary objective of Juniper Biologics, to focus on areas like gene therapy, osteoarthritis of the pain, which is related to knee pain, knee surgery, rare diseases, oncology, cancer care, etc.
Let's talk a little bit about knee pain, because I think I'm going to go through that at some point. There was an $800 million acquisition. The company introduced the world's first cell-mediated gene therapy to the Asia-Pacific clientele. These are people suffering from knee osteoarthritis. Tell us a little bit more about this technology.
Yeah, typically, you know, as you age, and I've been personally quite affected by it, that you kind of have, you develop a knee pain, and really the alternatives that individuals have is either take instantaneous injections that will relieve you temporarily of pain or go through knee surgery.
Yeah.
So that's how it kind of gave Juniper Biologics an objective to find a cure for this. And the gene therapy was really a result of this quest that we had, that basically that one shot in the knee, and basically it relieves you of pain. And we have almost 9 years of data that exists that you don't have pain anymore. So basically it's an alternative to a knee replacement.
Wow. So it's kind of encouraging or enabling your body to sort of do the work as well. So it's a little bit more natural. Am I correct to assume that?
Yeah, it's a regenerative of cartilage. So basically a gene therapy that regenerates the cartilage, and that basically the void that you see in the knee, that basically replaces that.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, Raman, let's talk about Singapore Budget 2024, the announcement of $3.5 billion to be allotted for the National Age Well SG program. From your observation, what have you seen so far as gaps that need to be filled?
I mean, Singapore has always been ahead of the curve. So I think the allocation of $3.5 billion towards Age Well program is a very welcoming being initiated by the government and by the Deputy Prime Minister, Lawrence Wong. I think the biggest gap that I see in general that we have are basically forefront. I mean, one is the innovation that the pharmaceutical companies that we embark on basically focus on big, big treatment areas. I think there are very few companies that focus on areas that are catering to a niche population, and that's what Juniper Biologics is focusing on, that our research, which is primarily based on innovative medication, basically focuses on areas that are unmet need that basically we can cater to. So that's one, that how can pharmaceutical companies or biological companies focus on innovation that focuses on areas that really deserve the most need. The second thing would be the public-private partnerships that the government and the private companies can collaborate together. And COVID-19 indicated that that's possible on a major scale. So how do we continue that? That even when the innovation is created, before the regulatory approvals are granted, that we create some kind of a partnership with the government that the patients and the individuals that need the care the most get provided by the medication. The third area would be the technology. Mm. How do we embark on technology that actually can step up and fill in the gaps that exist that are not manpower dependent? And with more aging population, I think this is going to be more required in the future. And finally would be the access, that how do we make sure that the cost of medication is made available to patients and individuals that require the most.
And in those pillars that you mentioned, definitely you'll need some complement from pharmaceutical companies as well. I want to get your thoughts on this, as well as we're talking about aging well. If this complement comes in, then certain problems can be dealt with where when people are in their 40s and 50s, when, you know, some of this wear and tear starts to begin instead of waiting till they're like 60 or 70.
Yeah, and I think that's where, I mean, and that's a great point, right? I mean, the most important thing would be prevention.
Yeah.
How do we make sure that vaccination, diagnostics, that when individuals are in their 40s and 50s, that health screenings are embarked on, yeah, that we actually capture the indication even before it becomes a problem, okay, that rather than treatment, we focus on prevention. So again, at Juniper Biologics, we are looking at a lot of diagnostic tools that we are embarking on, especially in the area of cancer treatment, that we can actually catch an area even before it becomes a problem.
Let's talk a little bit about AgeWell-SG. What do you see in terms of key developments? I mean, on the one hand, you're looking at pharmaceutical breakthroughs. On the other hand, you've also got medical tourists coming to Singapore because of the reputation that we have, highest quality of healthcare. Which trends do you see shaping as part of AgeWell-SG?
I think it's a combination of both. I think first priority that we have and the government has is making sure that the Singaporeans that are living in Singapore absolutely get the best access to the cutting-edge treatment healthcare that's available. And I think that's really, really important that the innovation comes into Singapore in a timely manner, that we are not laggards. Typically in pharmaceuticals and in healthcare, the developed world, which is more United States and Europe, get exposed to innovation prior to the developing world. Though Singapore is a part of the developed world, but we still exist in a continent that majority of the countries that are around us are developing. So Singapore actually gets categorized unfairly in that bucket. So we need to make sure that first, that the innovation that actually is brought into the world, the access to that is brought into Singapore. So that's number one. Secondly, we need to make sure that the access to this innovation to the individuals that are needing this the most is made it absolutely available, whether it's been pricing, whether it's in regulatory approvals, or whether it's being in supply chain, making sure that the products reach to these patient populations in a timely manner. And thirdly, we need to make sure that the support system around these individuals, you know, most of the aging population that exists in Singapore are individuals or families that are quite dependent on their own front. We need to make sure that the support system around them is absolutely available so that the access to the care is made possible. In terms of the tourism, I think that's absolutely a cutting edge front that Singapore has established, that we kind of present ourselves in being the cutting edge of innovation, making sure that our medications are available to as many people as possible. So we need to make sure that we continue that front so that we can be in forefront of everything that's available around the world.
It's quite interesting, all the pillars you mentioned and all the steps that are being taken by Juniper Biologics. I do wonder as well, as far as, you know, continuing to improve that overall quality of health and life, what else is the company looking at doing?
So I think apart from making sure that the products are developed and presented to the population, we are making sure that there is a lot of community development that we do. We kind of present ourselves as not only as a company that brings cutting-edge innovation to the market, but also in terms of what can we ensure to make sure that the quality of life of individuals are kind of are progressed in a fashion that there is a holistic development. It's not just about medication. It's about the support system. It's about access. It's about pricing of medication. It's about making sure diagnostics are in place to make that the prevention is possible. So there is a 360-degree development in terms of how patients and individuals are treated in Singapore.
Raman, if you don't mind, just a slightly left-field question. Where would you rank, I mean, as part of all of that, the importance of the right attitude towards active aging? For example, you have people in their 40s, 50s who would say certain pains that they have is just down to aging. But what about, okay, you have the pain, maybe the right attitude to have is to go and seek help and stop the pain right now instead of waiting till it's too late. So education in attitude?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you just look at the average, the years of existence that individuals have, it's kind of progressed quite dramatically. In fact, even patients with cancer and in therapeutic areas around this, we see that the average age that you live has dramatically increased. So it's really, really important that individuals that are in 40s and 50s, that there is pain or there are indications that are related to aging, that you actually prematurely kind of go in, seek diagnostics, seek prevention, rather than just allocating everything to aging. I mean, typically today, living up to 80, 90s is quite a norm.
Yeah.
And it's 40, 50, so there's still significantly number of years ahead of you than behind you. So it's really, really important that individuals take this seriously, and rather than just allocating things to aging, that take this in their hands and actually come ahead of it.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Raman Singh, who is the CEO of Juniper Biologics. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg. Or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO. Audio at the App Store and Google Play.